and welcome to Manila Graphic Design Podcast, the show that advocates for the graphic design industry in Metro Manila. I'm your host, Bridge, and today we'll be doing a Q&A with some of my graphic designer friends. Our guests today are Vanilla Rukan, Ali Kunanan, and JC Mahinay. In this episode, we'll try to discuss and answer the design-related questions that you sent in. This podcast is part of an undergraduate thesis study that explores podcasting as an educational platform. It integrates arts management knowledge and practices to respond to the current needs and issues related to the graphic design industry in the Philippines. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let's get started. Okay, game. Okay. Brief introduction and what you do.
Game. Okay, so I'm JC. I'm JC. Graduate ng Multimedia Arts last 2017. Currently studying Arts Management CSB. Part-time designer, part-time illustrator, multidisciplinary artist. Yeah.
So how about you, Vanilla or Ali?
I can go next. Hi guys, I'm Vanilla. I'm a freelance graphic designer. I've been freelancing for 2 years now. I mean, I already passed my 1 year mark last March. So, it's been over a year. I'm self-taught. I graduated arts management last year, March as well. I used to work a day job as a graphic designer in various artist projects, but now I'm back to full-time freelancing.
Nice.
How about you, Ali?
Hey guys, I'm Ali Kunanan, graphic designer and illustrator, but specifically my job, I am a brand designer at Canva. I graduated last October 2019, so it's been a year, and I'm a maiden ako. That's me.
So, can you guys tell me what graphic design is for you?
Can I start?
Yeah, go Vanilla.
I think graphic design for me is about solving problems or giving design solutions, whether you're doing graphic design or architecture or product development. It's basically, for me, solving a problem and providing a solution that works for everyone.
How about you, JC?
I agree with Vanny. Pero sa akin, parang more on, I use graphic design as like, parang bridge to the audience. Parang pero visual information, parang ganun siya. Parang it's more like a tool para matulungan yung audience maintindihan yung gusto iparating ng company or like client, pero visually. Yes.
I get. How about Ali?
Yeah, same lang din. Visual communication, whether it be your way of expressing yourself or to inform other people. I would say, for me, it's like you're talking visually na maiintindihan din ng tao. So, kahit ano sasabihin mo in terms of graphic design, may sense siya and at the same time, maganda siya.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how about what do you think is graphic design in the Philippines?
Pwede bang honest dito?
Yeah.
I think it could be better. I think since it's art, it's considered as like in terms of my family, kasi when you say you're a graduate of art, parang they don't think of it as a serious job because they say art, anong mapapakain yan sa'yo? So I think in the Philippines dapat maging aware pa yung ibang tao that graphic design is not just, I don't know, it's a serious job also. Yeah.
How about you guys?
Well, I agree with Ali na there's not much tolerance for it. Na people don't really take it too seriously.
JC, what do you think?
Sa Philippines, parang hindi pa siya well defined. Na naiintindihan ng tao kung ano yung ginagawa nila, ano yung ginagawa natin, ano yung scope, paano yung flow. Kaya kaya nahihirapan yung mga tao na ma-understand fully kung ano yung kung gaano siya ka-important. Mm. Kasi parang hindi na kahit sa payments ganun, starting from there, parang ganun. For me, yun yung root niya kung bakit or like yun yung important part na medyo nagla-lack sa yung graphic design sa Philippines kasi hindi pa siya gaano ka-defined. Yeah.
And I think just to add to what JC said, I actually feel that people know what it is and they see it every day. I mean, it's around us. It's just maybe like accepting it as important or seeing it as important because some people really don't really see it as important. Maybe that's why they don't take the job artist or graphic designer as a job title seriously.
Yeah. Also, I think parang na-overlook siya because it basically is around us, parang sa packaging, sa magazines, and then I think yung notion ng mga tao is to think that graphic design is just this, but if you look at it, parang yung mga tao sa industry ng design, they're very underpaid, especially in the Philippines. Underpaid, overworked, undervalued. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's it.
I agree. I just think that graphic design in the Philippines, Filipinos misinterpret graphic design as padrawing. Do you guys agree to that?
Actually, they think of graphic design as cartolina and crayons.
They think it's easy to just produce kung anong gusto nila and that it's magic. It's not. They kind of like misinterpret it as just drawing, pero in reality it's problem solving. It's not just drawing. So I want to know, how did you guys start as a graphic designer?
I mean, it's easy to answer, but I think specifically for me, I didn't study MMA, but I know Bridge knows this, na ever since I was a student in Artsma, for some reason, I'd always want to create the posters or the identity of any of the productions that we're holding in CSB. But I think deciding to be a full-time graphic designer was really just out of intuition. I liked designing and that it was something that I could see myself doing for a long time. And being self-taught, there's really a push with wanting to teach myself new things pa and knowing na I can get better pa because I didn't have nga the schooling that some people got.
How about JC or Ali?
For me, ano siya? I never really planned to study MMA. It was more of like an accident. Medyo konting backstory lang kasi medyo magiging ito yung magiging reason kung ba't ako mag-MMA. Back then, I've always wanted to study architecture. And then, when I tried for universities, di talaga ako nakakapasa kasi I'm not good at math. Tapos sabi ko, I have no choice but to take something else. I wanted to be design pa din. So it's either interior design or MMA. And then sabi ko, sige, try ko yung MMA. And I never really called myself a graphic designer until recently, nung malapit na ako mag-graduate because nung una talaga, I feel like ang pangat ng designs ko. So I think I can't call myself a graphic designer until mapakita ko talaga sa sarili ko na my designs are worth publishing. So na-feel ko lang siya recently na parang I am a graphic designer nung, of course, nung nagka-job na ako sa job title. But also personally, nung na-prove ko sa sarili ko na, oh, I can do this, I can do that, ganun, ganun. So yeah, it really started as parang wala lang, parang wala na akong choice. But then, I learned to love what I'm doing. And I still like learning every day about graphic design. Because of course, you have to improve yourself every day.
I just noticed na people who do graphic design here are usually, parang gusto nila maging architect. Pero napupunta sila sa graphic design. Yeah. I just noticed. Kasi I know a lot of people like that. So, JC, how about you? How did you start as a graphic designer?
Nung MMA ako, wala talaga akong alam sa art, legit. Kasi wala talaga akong dumuro na mag-drawing, mag-illustrate. Wala akong like, alam talaga doon. Eventually, nung
nasa dance group ako dati. Sa akin pinapasa yung mga posters. So parang, shucks, paano ba gawin to? Tapos eventually, ayun, natututo na ako. And then na-apply ko naman yung mga naaral ko sa MMA. Tapos, ayun, eventually binibigyan na ako ng mga projects like logos, branding, ganun. Tapos natuto naman akong mahalin siya. Natuto naman ako na parang ay, masaya pala to. Parang ganun.
So, can you guys give us a walkthrough of your workflow and creative process? Like, how do you design? How do you start designing?
Oh, can I start? Okay, wait. So, in terms of work and in terms of personal, there's a difference. Kasi sa Canva, we always start with a meeting with all the designers para across lahat yung ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yan, we brainstorm, mind map, mood board, ganun-ganun.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, ako, minsan, I don't think na. Minsan, nag-jump na lang ako bigla sa Illustrator and I just start, I don't know, doing whatever. And then, I guess pwede din, I could say pwede din yung ideation first. Ideation, brainstorming, mind map, mood board. And after that, of course, you have to execute. This is where you design. And then, revision. For me, yung part na revision is more important because never pa ako nagkaroon ng project or client na sobrang ganda on the first try. So I always try to revise, or pakita ko sa friends ko to ask them what it looks like. So I guess that's it for me.
Mm-hmm. How about Vanilla or JC?
I think it's similar with Ali. When I get client work, I think for everyone din naman, it's important to brainstorm first or, you know, jot down your ideas on paper, make studies.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I guess with freelancing, syempre, I don't have a team. I work by myself. So I think pinaka-important is to really have a chat or a meeting with your client and try to absorb everything that they're telling you. And then, yeah, when you get home, you lay out all of the ideas that you have, mood board, studies, all of that, and then render. Like, I feel like most of the work done with the design process is really through, before you open your laptop to draw something up or open Illustrator, it's really the thinking process muna on how you're gonna start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about JC?
Before ako mag-work talaga, nag-gather ako ng as much info as I can. Mas nahihirapan nga ako actually pag sinasabi sa akin, sige, ikaw na bahala dyan, kaya mo na yan. Para saan to, di ba? Para kanino to, para, di ba? Mas nahihirapan ako mag-design kapag sinasabi sa akin na parang kaya mo na nga yan. Kasi hindi ko alam kung para kanino.
Bahala ka na, ganun.
Di ba? Ang hirap kaya nun.
It's important na you parang get all the info that you can for who's like gonna pay you para you're sure on the direction of a project.
Ayun, after nun, yung mga info like kung ano yung audience mo, kung ano yung brand, ano yung project. Basta kailangan talaga as much questions eh. Madami talaga akong magtanong kapag client work. Kasi feeling ko minsan nauumay na siya sa mga tanong. Gusto na simulan, pero kasi sa akin kasi hindi ko masimulan.
Wala lang sense.
Pero sa akin kasi helpful kahit anong sabihin nila. Kasi kung paano nila i-describe yung project, like for example, yung poster, kung paano nila gusto i-describe, lumalabas yun sa sinasabi nila.
Mm-hmm.
Parang indirectly, kung like, yun, indirectly na nasasabi kung ano yung gusto nila sabihin or iparating sa project.
Sometimes, mas matagal pa yung thinking part kesa dun sa doing part.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to freelance. How did you guys start freelancing?
When I graduated last March 2019, one of my friends who was doing her thesis, she was making her thesis on a zine, but she doesn't know how to design anything or to draw. I wasn't expecting that my first client would be a student or a friend, But my friend, Therese Mercado, she started this zine called The 15 Galleries of Chino Roses. So we tapped onto one of the galleries in Chino Roses, you know, interviews, and basically coming up with content for her zine. So I think because of that project, it kind of gave me enough confidence to do freelancing in general. So I don't know how to explain it, but when I graduated, I actually wanted to maybe rest first or, I don't know, apply for a gallery, apply, you know, arts management in my life. But it's unexpected, and I've always just liked putting things together. And just like with Ali, like I never actually felt too confident to call myself a graphic designer. I actually used to always say na I don't like labels on what I do. But yeah, after my stint on doing the zine and being introduced to like many zine people and like independent publishing, I was sure na I wanted to pursue graphic design.
Okay, I'll go next. I guess early nung college years ko, I started freelancing, but at that time, I still don't call myself a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. One of my roommates, she was film student sa SDA. Mm-hmm. So she would invite me to the 12th floor para dun kami manunood ng mga movies na pinapalabas. And then she said, Ali, why don't you make posters for some of my friends? Tapos siya din ang paggawa siya ng poster. Mm-hmm. The first job na nakuha ko, walang bayad, yung poster niya. Sabi niya, Ali, lilibre na lang kita. Tapos, hindi naman, like, for me, okay lang yun. Kahit walang bayad, kahit libre lang, okay lang. Kasi, mm-hmm. like, friends naman kami. But buti na lang, the second time na binigyan niya ako ng job, it was a storyboard naman for one of her films. Tapos, yung friend niya naghahanap ng poster designer, tapos na-refer niya ako. Tapos, yung friend niya ngayon, nagkaroon na naman ng isang friend. So, parang na-refer. Hanggang sa na-realize na parang, oh wow, parang pwede na pala akong magtrabaho on my own. And then, I got a big client. Na-realize ko, shit, I can't do pala freelance right now. Kailangan ko muna ng experience. Nagkaroon ako ng client internationally. Tapos, ito yung, for me, biggest disaster sa freelance career ko because I was so underpaid. And na-realize ko lang na I was underpaid after the project. So sabi ko, shit, parang ayoko muna mag-freelance. Popost ko muna to until I'm ready na to do it again. Because of course, you have to know the business side of things. Also, you can't just design. You have to learn how to properly price yourself. So, ayun, it started when, yun nga, nung first year ko sa college because of my roommate.
Can I add something to what Ali said? I just find it amusing na I feel like we didn't want to start freelancing, but our friends are the ones who like started it for us.
Yeah.
I never like
yeah.
Sila yung nagsimula nito eh.
Dinamay lang kayo, no?
Tapos yung mga, napansin ko, yung mga unang-unang freelance talaga, usually mga walang bayad or mababang-mababa.
Yeah, talaga. I used to do free work.
My God. Can't imagine it now. Me doing free work? No way.
It comes with experience. So now that you guys know that.
Yeah, we have to tell the listeners.
How about you, JC? How did you start?
First project ko was thesis mentor ko, si Sir Chris Urinia. And then, after nung thesis ko, inoferan niya ako ng branding project. Hindi ko na kung bakit. Pero kasi yung thesis ko, film. Pero binigyan niya ako ng branding project. Pero siguro yun yung nakita niyang kaya kong gawin. Ayun. Tapos eventually, nung intern ako sa Hotel Gen, yung boss ko, kinuha niya na ako after niya umalis sa job niya. Kinuha niya na akong parang right hand niya sa mga branding, sa mga projects niya outside, ganun. Tapos eventually, nag-expand na rin. Like sa mga friends ko, lumalabas na rin na parang, kaya pa rin gumawa ng ganito. Ayun, ganyan. Tapos ayun, yung word of mouth na yun. So, ayun. Yeah.
So, since you guys talked about how you do freelancing, what advice or like, paano nyo mag-guide yung listeners on starting being a graphic designer?
Oh, there's a lot based on my experiences, and I guess experiences then of other designers who started freelancing. I guess number one, the most important is a contract. That would be your Bible, literally. Because if you have a contract, you're protected from, I don't know, some clients are, they're so, parang grabe sila, no? Parang sobrang underpaid ka na, tapos sobrang kapagawin ng mga bagay. So, always state everything in your contract na. You have to be very specific na, I can only do 3 revisions after this, I'm gonna get paid. Mga ganun, basta the content of the contract depends upon you and the client because you're gonna agree on it. But as much as possible, try to cover everything in terms of the business side and the design side as well, because pag wala kang contract, sobrang lugi ka talaga. Like, kawawa ka.
Yeah.
Okay. What advice can you give pa?
Well, yeah. I agree with Ali, the contract. But this is gonna be a really practical tip.
Mm-hmm.
If you're freelancing and you're starting out, you need to learn how to save.
Mm-hmm.
For example, once you get your paycheck or your deposit, it's gonna feel great that you got paid for a design doing what you like, what you love. But you have to remember din na, like, a portion of that has to go into saving so that you can keep sustaining what you're doing, especially if you're starting out. And I'm glad actually na I followed this from the beginning. Kasi feeling ko if what I did was okay if I get my deposit, ng libre ako, ng party ako, or whatever. Parang you have to instill like a discipline in you na save your money so that you can keep doing what you like and you can sustain this job. Because one of the cons of being a full-time freelancer is sometimes you don't know if you're gonna get enough projects in a month.
Mm.
And or even if you get a lot of projects in a month, they might not all be big projects.
Mm-hmm.
Also save, as in literally command save or control save your works.
Pun intended. How about you, JC?
Yung tip na to, ano, hanggang ngayon, pinapractice ko pa rin. Pero learn how to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Lalo sa mga, for example, may problem sa project or may hindi ka naintindihan.
Mm-hmm.
Ano eh, kailangan mong sabihin yun sa client mo.
Mm.
Or like, for example, may naisip ka. Kailangan mong sabihin pa rin yun sa client mo. Kasi hindi mo alam kung ano eh. Hindi mo alam kung ano iniisip ng client mo. So, okay lang na magsalita kasi siyempre, ano, ikaw yung artist eh.
Mm.
Ikaw yung designer. Study. Study.
Yeah. You have to be better.
Kahit na go work ka pa rin, study pa rin.
How does one get out of designer or artist block after quite a while? In what ways can you get the groove going again?
Wait lang. Can I answer this?
Yeah.
For me, parang siyang exercise eh. Parang the more you do it, parang palagi mo siyang ginagawa, yung art block mo is hindi intense or hindi frequent. So, for example, nag-workout ka for the first time and then, di ba ang sakit sa katawan? So, parang ganun din yung design. When you do it, you have to do it continuously because you have to become better at it. So, I would say, you just do it every day, kahit konting sketch lang ganon, or browse ka sa Instagram ng inspirations or Behance. Basta don't stop looking at art or design, kasi once you do, parang ang hirap na bumalik. That's for me, ah. Anyway, ayun. So just continue designing, continue looking at inspirations, kahit konting time lang every day. I actually practice that. Every morning, I wake up, nagbabrowse lang ako sa Instagram ng mga designs, like mga fonts, ganito-ganyan. And here's a good tip pala. Mm-hmm. I learned last year, at least every day daw, you have to learn something new. Whether it be in terms of design, or whether it be something about art, or something like that. Basta you have to learn something new. Kasi that new thing can benefit you someday. Ayun.
That's really nice.
I'll add to what Ali said. I agree with what she said na you have to keep yourself creative so that you won't have such a heavy artist block. I think this is just a tip that even I apply to myself, that don't feel pressured to churn out work every single day. It really helps nga din na you take some time to look at inspiration or mood boarding. Because some people think na okay, in order to keep creating, you have to churn out every day. But it's also creative to mood board or read on things that you like. Because staying creative is really not just about illustrating every day or designing every day. It's really feeding yourself creativity, if that makes sense. And that can always be through looking at images, reading, listening to music, and yun nga, learning something new.
Ako, kapag nabuburn out ako, lumilipat ako ng ibang medium or ng ibang kind ng art. Last March ata, naka-experience ako ng isang matinding burnout talaga. As in, nag-illustrate ako every day for 30 days. Parang experiment ko sa sarili ko. Tapos, tinignan ko kung kaya ko. Nagawa ko siya.
Performance art.
Ang hirap. Pero ang nangyari sa akin, after nun, ayoko na mag-drawing. Ayoko na talaga mag-drawing. As in, naumay talaga ako. Tapos, bumalik ako sa pag-design. Naganap ako ng mga clients. Tapos, after nun, nagulat ako na parang for me, nakahinga ako. Parang nakatulong sa akin na yung paglipat ng from illustrating tapos designing ulit. Na-try ko na siyang i-balance in a way. Another one is yung pressure sa sarili ko. Feeling ko hindi nakatulong yun na parang hindi ko na kung bakit ko ginawa yun. Pero ayun, na-pressure yung sarili ko. Tapos to the point na na-burn out ako sa ginagawa ako na hindi naman talaga dapat. Yeah, ganun.
Okay.
Like even for me, some people think na I'm just on my laptop every day and making designs or whatever, but they don't see na I actually self-taught myself how to do silkscreen printing or rubber carving, and it actually helps for you to know like other ways that you can produce your work other than like printing it out.
Yeah. Wait lang, may add pa ako. For me personally, never pa ako nagkaroon ng burnout episode na parang, I hate design. Never pa ako nagganon. But I have a lot of friends na sobrang pagod na sila sa design. And parang right now, sa career nila, nag-iisip na sila na mag-iba ng trabaho or like lumipat ng trabaho. So, I guess, also you have to take care of yourself eh. Both like, mentally. Yeah. Kasi, oo nga naman, na parang, shit, kung everyday ka nagde-design, di ba, nakakapagod nga yan. So, kahit weekend, nood ka lang ng Netflix, ganun. You can take a break naman eh. Basta, don't overdo it.
Or you're just gonna end up hating what you're
doing. Yeah, you have to love what you do. Ayun. Even in college, never ka pa na-experience na, I hate MMA. Never pa. As in, everything sa MMA talaga, minahal ko talaga with all my heart. Kaya, I guess that's why, until now, meron pa rin ako passion to do it. Some of my friends, parang ayaw na nila. Bahala sila.
Bahala sila.
Okay, last question. Can you give advice to aspiring graphic designers? And what can you do about it right now because of the pandemic?
Since nasa bahay lang naman, I guess take some time to, you know, look at inspirations, get to know yourself better as a designer, like what do you want to do? Because to be honest, I really don't know if I really want to focus on typography or branding. You really have to find it in yourself to know what you really want to do. Some people, because when you say design, it's so big. Ang laki nun eh. There's graphic design, interior design. Basta malaking I guess industry yung design eh. So I guess it would be beneficial for you to learn what you want to do. Then you can focus on that specific field. Ayun. And love what you do. Yun talaga yung biggest ano ko. Love what you do.
I guess for me naman, I think this is specifically for self-taught graphic designers. I think during the pandemic, I mean, if you can, keep teaching yourself and using free resources online because there's a lot.
Yes.
Be proactive in research and discipline yourself to learn if you really want to be in this type of industry. And yeah, just keep learning.
Kung yung tinuro sa akin ng quarantine as a designer is learn to how to invest and where to invest. Para bang, kailangan alam natin kung yung value natin as a designer
So, mag-start tayo like, sa sarili natin by investing sa knowledge natin. Kailangan lagi tayong may bagong nalalaman.
Mm.
Sa gamit natin, kailangan maalaga tayo. Lalo't ngayon, mabilis yung pag-angat ng technology. Lagi may bagong gamit.
Mm.
Lagi may bagong, alam mo yun.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships, mag-invest sa ganun. Sa ganitong field, mahirap makipag-usap. Lalo na kapag like me, introvert ako.
Mm-hmm.
Nahirapan ako mag-speak up sa mga ganun. So, sa mga relationships talaga, kailangan mag-build ng mga network. And then, mm-hmm. health. Lalo na health.
Mm-hmm.
Health talaga. Lalo na sa mga, kahit sa mga simpleng bagay, sa mga upuan mo, lalo na 8 hours a day ka, like nakaupo buong araw.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamins, like kumain, health, basically mental health, physical health, lalo na pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Oo.
Yeah.
That's true. Follow the Instagram page to learn more about this campaign at MGD Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you found this episode to be useful. I hope you stay tuned for the next and final episode where I'll be talking to professionals who can talk about the most requested topic, pricing. Thank you, and catch you next week.